Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Meta Musings. This is Misty, your host, and tonight we will be talking with our special guest, Tina, an EFT practitioner, and we're going to be discussing what EFT is. It is emotional freedom technique, how it can help you, and how you can practice. So let me go ahead and bring our special guest on here. And welcome, Tina. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Misty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm so, like, honored to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, sweetie. I feel honored, actually. Thanks for inviting me to talk about EFT.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited. So I think I just wanted to kind of start with your story, because I know you have an amazing story of just things that you've overcome and kind of like how you discovered EFT and decided to become a practitioner.
Okay, so you kind of want the lowdown?
Yeah, the lowdown.
So anyways, how I came upon EFT was during a breast cancer journey, and I had heard about it helping calm, and what it would do is be able to take away some of the fear that I was feeling. And I started initially doing EFT just off of YouTube videos, and then I had found out about the tapping solution. They had a big, like, Nick Ortner's tapping solution. They had the tapping world summit. So I signed on for that and was doing EFT and noticed that even, like, it was improving my vision. It was doing a lot of really wonderful things. And lo and behold, of course, the fear started slipping away as far as the cancer. And then I also noticed, you know, my health was improving as well, that I was more able, as I was dealing with the emotions that were coming up, that I was responding better to the form of treatment that I used. And I had, because it was just in conjunction with all the other alternatives that I was using, that it just seemed to fit really well. And then I just kind of, speaking with a friend who wanted to also learn how to do EFT, I found a practitioner who taught it here in Calgary, Alberta, where I'm living. So we signed up for the next program, and so we did all three levels that we're supposed to do. We did them together, my friend Natalie and I, and I think it's just taken off from there. And then, you know, it really helped as far as healing my body, my mind, and my emotions, but it was really put to the test about a year and a half after I got my training. Mm-hmm. My mom died, and through that process, the grief process, I wasn't taking care of myself because I was dealing with it, you know, taking care of my mom's estate and packing up her home and, you know, just all the funeral arrangements. So about 3 or 4 months later, I noticed that, you know, the cancer had come back pretty, very, actually very aggressively. And during that time, I'd found out about a treatment in another province because I live in Canada. So I found out about a province in the province of British Columbia having this treatment that I wanted to try. And I couldn't do it in, it was illegal in the province I lived in. So I went to BC in the intent to do the program for 3 months. And during that time, my husband left. Like he left, he got involved with somebody else. And so I had to rush back through halfway through my, well, it was about a little over halfway through my treatment to, you know, try and figure out what the heck to do with my life, right?
Right, yeah.
So anyways, it was through that process, through the devastation, through, you know, everything that I went through emotionally, that I found that even though I had hit my bottom, I was getting better. And I owed a lot to the EFT. I owed a lot to having an amazing support system. So I, the girlfriend that had taken the EFT program with me, her and I tapped regularly. I had an incredible support system through my friends. But, you know, the anxiety and panic that I would feel in the middle of the night, I always had, there was a YouTube video for whatever I was dealing with. EFT covers almost everything, like anxiety, panic, low self-esteem, whatever I was feeling in that moment, you know, that I, all the unworthiness and all the emotions I was feeling, it helped me through it. Like it literally, it was my rock. Yeah. So
that's an amazing story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, because you've overcome so much, and I was hoping that you would share your story, because I think that a lot of people need to hear, you know, that no matter what you're going through, that there is hope, you know?
There is hope, and there's help, too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to share that some of the listeners on Periscope were giving you hearts and just kind of like, you know, supporting you on the other end of the screen. I know you can't see it. I just wanted to share with you.
Tell them thank you. I'll check
welcome.
The replay after. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
That's right. You have it on Periscope as well.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it was a difficult place to be, but I had this incredible tool that helped me get through. So I was very, very fortunate.
Yeah, so it sounds like that EFT can help not only with anxiety and emotional, but also with physical ailments as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, if you consider that the root of most, illness, I mean, if you think about the foundation of EFT is built on this belief that the cause of all negative emotion is a disruption in the body's energy pathways. So a negative emotion can create, especially with blocked meridians, EFT is based on the Chinese meridian system. It's well known as basically as acupuncture without the needles. And you tap on certain meridians on the face and the upper body, and it releases blocked energy. And I don't know if you've heard of or ever had acupuncture yourself, but it can heal a multitude of ailments, right? So this is just, it's a very similar process without the needles and using the person's story. Like, in my case, you know, say I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I was filled with anxiety, I would just tap on this anxiety, this anxiety, this anxiety on all the points until I started feeling calm. And then I could elaborate, you know, I feel, you know, panicked, I can't breathe, I want to run away, you know, whatever it was I was feeling, I could tap through the points. And then it was able to get me through to the next, like the next emotion or whatever, or sometimes I would just fall asleep, right? It would calm me down enough that I could at least get my sleep, right, which was important. So
right. So this is also EFT is emotional freedom technique, but in short, people call it tapping, correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's well known as tapping. If they haven't heard of EFT, most people have heard of tapping.
Okay. And so maybe, because I was going to actually ask you what EFT was, but that kind of just flowed really naturally, and you just basically described it. So can you give us an example of, you know, where you would tap on the body and like something that you would say, just kind of like a generic example?
Okay, so you start on what they call the karate chop point, which is the side of the hand, you know, like if you were going to karate chop a piece of wood, right? So you would start tapping on that part of the hand, and that would be where you would, what they call the setup statement. That's where you start. And the setup statement is really important as far as, setting up the entire process. So I might, let's say you had a headache, and I would say, even though I have this headache and it's hurting, you know, it's a lot of pressure in the back of my head, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then you would repeat after me. And we would do that three times, the setup statement, right? So we would repeat that three times. And then we would go up to the eyebrow point. So right on the inside of the eyebrow, like right where it starts, we tap there. And then if you follow your eyebrow down to the side of the eye, like right beside your eye, that bone, so you can just follow right along the eyebrow, and then under the cheek. Right under the cheek, under the eye, right on that same bone. So you just kind of follow that whole eyebrow around.
Okay.
And then under the nose, under the lip, on the chin point, and then the collarbone. So there's a whole different thought on where to tap. So I just take my whole hand and tap on the whole collarbone area.
Okay.
And then under the arm as well. And so that's along the bra strap for a woman, right? And then there's other points that you can tap on as well, which is right under, like right on the, what they call the liver point. So right at the base of your ribs, basically, right at where the ribs end and meet your tummy. So right on that point, so under the bra for a woman and right beneath the nipple for a man. And then like underneath, and then on top of the head. So all of those, the one on top of the head is very important, because it's almost like it brings all of those meridians together. And each meridian is connected to an organ or a series of organs in the body. Like there's the gallbladder, the liver, you know, there's the kidney points. There's all those different points that are quite important, right? So that you're hitting on. Yeah.
That's fascinating, so even if that it like correlates to different parts of the body.
Well, and, you know, they've done scientific studies to back this up, Misty. That's very important, because they've realized, I don't know if you know what the amygdala in the brain is. Well, anyways, whether you know what it is or not, we've all heard of the flight or fight or freeze response in the body, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That centers through the amygdala. So when, you know, like, I guess it was created for when we were in serious danger all the time. Like if you're walking home late at night, you're in a parking lot and somebody's following you, your amygdala is going to be fired up, and that needs to happen to get you to safety. But unfortunately, in this day and age, our amygdala, it's flying all the time. It's just going continually.
Right.
And so what happens is tapping on the points actually calms that response almost instantaneously. And then the prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe of the brain, which is where our, that's where our rational thinking, the ability to suppress urges, like, you know, acting out anger or rage, that gets shut down when that amygdala is fired up. So we're not rational. I mean, that's the thing. When you don't need to be rational when you're running for your life, right? You don't need to go, oh, I might hurt his feelings if I punch him. You know what
yes.
I mean? You just
right.
act. That's what that is. But that's not, and that's good in a life-threatening situation, but that's not good in the office. That's not good on the highway. That's where road rage starts. Like, that's
right.
what happens. So when people say, you know, how do I calm the road rage? We'll go to an EFT practitioner, and she or he can show you how to calm that down and get back to, because then as soon as you calm the amygdala, then the prefrontal cortex starts working again, right? So you then have this rational thinking. So let's just consider just how profound that alone is. You know,
right.
even if it doesn't heal everything that you're dealing with, just the fact that you can be more rational and more, you know, that alone is very calming, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I get so excited talking about this.
Oh, no, you're doing so wonderful. It's just so fascinating. Like, and I was telling Periscope that, you know, I used to see things about EFT all the time, and I would just think to myself, that's just too easy. Just tapping on some points and my anxiety that I've had since I was like 10 is going to go away. Are you serious? But then I actually gave it a try, and it not only helps, but it got rid of that specific anxiety to this day. I don't have it.
I totally believe that, because I'm the
yeah.
same way, right? I was developing an anxiety condition as well through all of that stress. And,
yeah.
you know, I was at the point where I was needing to go for medication just so I could get sleep. And then, you know, I went, oh my gosh, I have this tool. So yeah, I do understand what you're saying. I totally believe it. So I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm glad that
you experienced it. That's wonderful.
Yes. Well, and I have to tell you, you were the one who basically encouraged me to try it, because I'd seen it in many other places. And then I started watching your Periscopes on Periscope. And what's your handle on Periscope, just if anybody's curious and they want to watch your scopes?
Well, I wish my new Periscope handle was ready, but it doesn't seem to. I just got another message. I had to change. I'm changing it to Tapping Tina, but right
okay.
now it's Tina Jen. So Tina is capital T-I-N-A, and then capital J-E-N, and then it's, this is the long part, 8711877774. But even if you type in Tina Jensen on
mm-hmm.
Periscope, it'll come up. That'll come up. Or you can even go under, I'm beneath Love and Action TV, because I'm one of their hosts now. So it shows up if you type in Love and Action TV, all one word, then I come up right underneath there. So.
Okay, great. I'm just going to put some uh-huh. of these in the chat room, and I'll put them on the Facebook page also. So if people want to get those later, but,
thank you.
So I started watching some of your scopes on Periscope, and I thought, you know, seeing somebody actually doing it, I was like, well, what can it hurt to just try it? You know what I mean? And I do remember you saying that it's best to wait until you're having the anxiety, or it's best to wait until you're having the rage, not to do it beforehand. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, you can do it beforehand to, you know, to get into the practice of how to do it, right? It's good
right.
to practice. So that when you're actually having, like, I'm actually typing up a little script for somebody that came on the weekend and did a process on how to stand up to her husband, right? So
mm-hmm.
just she just wanted a simple script that she can keep in the bathroom when she's having, you know, she likes to have a shower or whatever to calm down when she gets really upset. So just to practice beforehand is a good plan as well, so that you know where the points are, you know how to word it, and just keep, especially in the beginning, to keep it really simple. Like, this rage, this rage, this rage, whatever, you know, just, you know, I'm feeling this rage, I want to throw things, you know, that kind of stuff. You can just tap through the points doing that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Now,
so it's good to know what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, so practice beforehand, and that way when the incident does happen and you start to feel it coming up, then you can kind of work through it with tapping.
Well, because if you think about it, if we're not calm and our rational mind isn't thinking, so even sometimes when somebody calls me, I'll get a client call or a friend call, and I'll just say, okay, tap as you're talking, right? You don't even have to think of what you're doing, just tap. Right. So if you ever get a girlfriend or somebody that's phoning you that's crying or whatever, just say tap and then tap on them. Even if they don't tap on the right points, it doesn't matter. Right. That whole, you know, the tapping points and the way that they go is just because that's a good flow. Right. But if you just sometimes you'll just tap on your collarbone. That's a really good one. Right. The collarbone or under the nose can really calm down a lot of emotion. So there's ways of doing it. You don't have to do it perfectly, especially when you're in the middle of something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And something that I found interesting, too, was before I even learned about EFT, I had noticed that, you know, you like to use the whole hand on your collarbone. And I had noticed that before I learned about EFT, when I would get upset or like extremely emotional about something, it was like almost a second nature to tap on that area with my full palm. And I didn't even know what I was like. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
It's
so
innate.
I don't know. It's what?
It's innate. We automatically, because that's, you know, if you think about it, that's right where our heart is, you know, everything there. It's almost like we know some of these points. Like a lot of times when you cough, you know, when you get a chest congestion, we automatically know to kind of hit the chest, right? That's where the thymus gland is. Like there's a lot of glands and things and lymphatic system all along there that you're stimulating every time you hit there. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
It all works.
So I can,
there's a
it does
there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, since we're getting kind of into how people can do, you know, work with a practitioner, I kind of want to give them your website. How can they get in touch with you if they would like to set up a session?
Well, do you have my website up there? Because it's freedomseekersEFT.weebly.com. So you do have that. All they have to do is click on that, and then I have a button that's for a free 20-minute session, and that goes directly to my email, and they can try it out. So they can, or even just meet me if that's what they want to do. So, and they can meet me through Skype. It depends on where, like usually Skype for anybody out of the country. Mm-hmm. It's funny, most of my clients are actually in the U.S. right now, just because I've met so many of them on Periscope. It's quite amazing. I do meet people in private, like one-on-one, and also, you know, FaceTime, whatever works, and over the phone. So as long as they know beforehand, like I always suggest that either they watch my video, there's video, a video of actually the founder, Gary Craig, right on my website. That gives you a little explanation. It's really kind of important to have that, you know, where it formulated and came from, right? Like it started out with Roger Callahan, who was a psychologist who had studied some Chinese medicine just by accident tapping on a woman's cheek. And he hadn't been able to reach her to heal her phobia of water before. And it was right after tapping under her, like on her cheekbone, under eye meridian, that it actually, she had no more fear. So then he did a huge study on that, right? So there is, it's been going on for quite some time. It's, of course, in the forefront because of Nick Ortner and the tapping solution. But, I could go on for hours. Sorry, I'm getting all discombobulated.
Oh, no,
anyways,
you're fine.
Yeah, they can just go right to my website. They can just click on, click on the 20-minute session, and it'll go right into my email, and they can contact me there. My phone number's on there as well, so it depends on where they're calling from.
Great.
And
so,
I will do the calling, so yeah.
So they can do, when you work with clients, you can do long distance, and that was something I wanted to ask. So you don't have to be
definitely.
In person. Okay.
No.
Great.
No, I even do something that they call surrogate tapping for people who, like I'm working with a woman right now who's in a nursing home, and she has Alzheimer's, and her back has really, really, really been bad. So the family members are having me do surrogate tapping for her. And I'm in a completely different province from her, and she is already, they're noticing that she's calmer and not needing as much medication now. So I don't know if it's from me, but we're hoping it is. But it is apparently. I mean, it's just, I mean, energy work doesn't, energy's energy, right? Whether it's here, whether it's there, it's all about the intent. Well,
So a surrogate tapping where you're doing the tapping on yourself and kind of sending the energy to her?
Yes. Like I have to ask her energy, like I have to ask her permission energetically.
Uh-huh.
And I usually wait to get a yes or a no. And sometimes I have gotten a no. So I have to tell the family or whatever, sorry, she's not open for me to do that tonight. So, you know, that kind of thing. So I have to honor whatever comes up. I mean, I know that sounds a little bit hokey, but when you start really tapping into energy, doing this work, this type of work, energy work, for a long time, where I was the one getting the energy work. So I really understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy knows no space or time. So I totally believe that that is possible. And to be able to do that for an elderly person with Alzheimer's in a different province is so amazing. I love that.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. Anything's possible, right, Misty?
Absolutely. Anything's possible. Absolutely. And so can you kind of walk through what someone can expect when they contact you? Like, what is the session like? What will you do, and kind of what can they expect?
Well, I usually try and let the client have, especially for the first time, just to describe, like, kind of what I've described about what the process is, what they can expect. I have them, especially if it's long distance, I have them make sure that they've got, you know, if they're, you know, they have water nearby, that they don't have to do anything too pressing afterwards, because, you know, it is deep work, and we always need to flush with water afterwards, because toxins can come up and you can feel, you know, very tired or whatever. Not always. I mean, it doesn't have to make you tired, but some people who've done some really deep processing, they'll be tired for a little while, and water always helps. And just to do a lot of self-care. So then I set that up, that stage up, so that they know that this isn't going to just be, you know, tapping on some points on their face and, you know, it'll be all done. And then I get them to tell me their story and what they're wanting to work on. And as they're talking, I'll say, you know, especially if they see me, like they're in, you know, in my office or whatever, I will tell them that I'll be writing notes. And all the notes are is, as somebody tells their story, I might jot down a key point. Like they might say, you know, I had a really traumatic childhood, and I'll just write traumatic childhood. You know, dad was really mean or whatever, right? You know, I might just write down little key points, because I use those key points when then I go and I start tapping with them. And so basically what happens is I tap their story. So they're telling me their story. And a lot of times, even though they've told me, having it retold from somebody else and then them tapping that in, the tears will come, because it's almost like somebody's finally heard them. Somebody's understood, you know, that kind of thing. I use a lot of my intuition. I feel in my body when they have blockages in theirs, if they have a lot, like, you know, I might say, what's going on in the back of your head? And they'll go, well, I feel a lot of pressure. Well, let's tap on that, right? What's happening in your tummy? Well, I feel really nervous. You know, okay, so tell me about the nerves. What? And I also do, I have another process, like several other. I'm an energy psychologist as well. So I do a lot of talk therapy and different things like that. Like I work through the layers of emotion. So I might even bring that into the session so that they start, we can really get deep. We can go quite deep, you know, going, you know, I might ask them, when was the first time you noticed this? And we might go back to 3 years old and start tapping through that and what was going on there, right? So this, you know, it can be, sometimes it's like 2 hours, depending, and I don't charge anything more for somebody who comes in for an hour or for 2 hours. I always set up 2 hours. And a lot of times people take that up, even if they just want to chat with me, right? And I mean, I know people are pressed for time, but that's how much I give my, you know, that's what I give for, you know, when they come for a session. They might not need it all. Most are about an hour and a half.
Wow. And like people are just really saying, some of the comments are just like, you know, beautiful and powerful. Like, so this is very powerful work. This is something that I think is missing from our society in general. We don't acknowledge emotions, and we don't acknowledge each other and say, like, I see you and I see that you're in pain. So for somebody to hear their story back from you and an acknowledgement that somebody has heard their story and sees their pain or their, you know, their sadness or whatever it is really powerful and healing. Yeah, that's awesome.
It is so healing. And I have to give a lot of credit for what I do from my teacher, Marlene Cameron, here in Calgary, Alberta. She was an incredible teacher. And she is completely intuitive. And that was when I watched her let go on her intuition and really, you know, I watched her style. And that's when I also went, I have this intuitive ability. It doesn't have to be just this tapping process. I can really go and connect with the person in front of me, whether they're on Skype, whether they're on the telephone or whether they're right in front of me. I can connect with them because they're here for help, and that's what my business is, to help people, right? Because it helped me so much that that's all I want to do, is I just want other people to feel the same relief that I felt. So,
right. And I mean, that story that you shared in the beginning about your journey to get here today, all those things that you had to go through, it's hard for us to realize in the moment, but those things that you had to go through are going to be so helpful for you understanding others in their time of need, because you've been there and you've been, you know, in some really hard times and dark places, and you've overcome. So what an amazing accomplishment to say, I have overcome these things, and this is how I did it, and this is how I'm going to help you, teach you how to do it.
Wow, that's exactly right, Misty. You said it right there.
It's
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I was going to say sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm really enjoying listening to your talk, because you can tell, like, you're so passionate about it. I love hearing you talk about it. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I can take what, at the time, I mean, I think back to my story now, a year and a little bit, a year and a quarter ago or whatever, a year and 3 months ago, what I was going through to where I am now and how I'm feeling now. I want people to know that their tragedies, that their deep-rooted, whatever they're going through, can shift quicker than what we once thought. And I'm not saying anything negative about talk therapy, like regular, you know, seeing a counselor, but I have to admit that this, for me, EFT and the process that I do, it can really, really shift deep quickly. And you can tap on anything and anywhere. And, you know, I've even been, you know, I've tapped when I'm going down the highway, you know, because you only need one hand. It's best if you use two, because we have, you know, a left and right hemisphere of our brains, and we want to work on them together. But, you know, I usually just tap on one side, and you can drive and tap, or you can even tap just knowing, right? Just imagining that you're tapping, and it works as well, right? Because you've done the tapping, you know, and you know what that feels like. So you can just imagine that happening. So you can do that in an office, or you can even just rub those spots, right, with the intention, oh, I'm so stressed. And you can do it under your breath. You can do it just with your thought. I mean, there is no end to how this can work, right?
Right. I do it at my desk. And I, when I first started doing it, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, my coworkers are going to think that I have lost my mind. I'm here, like, tapping on my face. But, you know, you can do it in such a way that you know, people won't even realize that you're doing it. So there's been times where it's been a really stressful moment or something, and I just kind of, like, you know, I just do it really quick, and it works, and nobody even notices. So
that's right.
Yeah.
But you know what, Missy, the very first time I saw somebody doing the process, I didn't know what I was seeing. I was on an airplane going to Mexico, and this person was in the plane in the seat across, kind of kitty corner across, and I could just see her. And I'm like, what is she doing? And she was, like, tapping all over her face, and she must have been scared. It was right during takeoff time, right?
Right.
And then, you know, a year later or whatever, I get introduced, and I'm like, oh, that's what that crazy person was doing. But for me, I was just like, I was just observing it. I didn't really think she was crazy. But
Right.
Sure,
you just,
yeah, I'm sure some people think I am, but.
Yeah, and once you find out, like, how powerful it is and how well it works, you really just don't even care. I don't care anymore if people see me. I'm just going to tap anyway. Like, whatever,
yeah,
I'm just going to
tap
here.
So I'm glad to know that you're a regular tapper. That makes me happy.
Yeah, and, well, I just started recently after seeing some of your Periscopes. So, and this is... It's very new to me, so I was really excited to have you on the show so that I could learn more about your story and hear more about the history of it. And finding out that the meridians connect with different body parts is really fascinating. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said there's more points on the body. Is there any in, like, the lower portions of the body, or is it all, like, upper body work?
Well, yeah, no, it's mostly just on the upper body. Like the fingertips themselves are actual meridians. So that's why it's so important to do the tapping. And they, you know, it's like sometimes you can do it because the old, like, TFT, thought field therapy that Roger Callahan designed many, many years ago, there used to be all kinds of, you had to do things with your eyes and hum and do all these other things, and it worked really well. But then Gary Craig came along and realized that he did some more science on it and found that the meridians and releasing of the blockages were enough with the 14, I think, different ones. And that was also including, and sometimes I'll do that if somebody has, like, a heart condition, is actually tapping the inside of the wrist together, because the heart and anger and rage can, I mean, that's in other tapping meridians, but when somebody has an actual heart condition, that one can work really well to heal that as well, to clear any blocks there.
Wow, that's fascinating. Does it have anything to do with, like, the chakras, or is that, like, a completely other genre?
Well, it is. I mean, if you think about it, the chakras are simply energy meridians, energy nests in the body, right? So,
right.
You know, that's more, you know, Indian background, whereas the meridians are Chinese. But it all works together. If you think about it, if you think about where your gallbladder is located, in which chakra system, right? Yeah, I would think that it would clear up a whole lot of those those chakras as well, right? So the top of the head, of course, the crown, right? The inside of the eye, the third eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the chin would be, of course, the chin and the heart would be, like the collarbone would be the heart and the throat, right? So you would clear both of those by tapping. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good point, Misty. I never even thought about that. You know what? I'm writing it down. I'm big on research.
Yeah, I thought, because I've been learning about that lately, and it sounds like the meridians kind of fall into place with the chakras. And, you know, across the board, a lot of different practitioners, or I don't know if that's the right word, but a lot of different things start to connect to other, you know, traditions and other cultures
exactly.
that we don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
you are so right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's very exciting.
I'm taking notes too. I've been taking notes the whole time because it's so interesting.
It is interesting. So, I love EF. Talk about it forever. I guess you noticed.
Now, what I did want to, I wrote a question up here while you were talking before, and I think I got sidetracked. You were talking about the fight or flight and the amygdala and then the prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tapping, I just want to make sure that I understood right. So when you're tapping in the amygdala, the fight or flight, it's going to kind of stabilize that so that the prefrontal cortex can take over so that you can think clearer and be more
That's
present.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay.
Well, be more rational so that
rational.
I don't know if you, have you ever been in the moment where, you know, something is really, really getting your goat, where you're getting really angry, somebody's, you know, emotionally berating you or attacking you emotionally or yelling at you or something, and there's
mm-hmm.
that little switch, almost like it's a choice. Right
mm-hmm.
there, whether to act or whether to calm, right?
Right.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about? Do you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, that is the prefrontal cortex that is saying, okay, you have a choice here. Whereas when you are in flight or fight, because that's when you can go, no, I'm just going to walk away from this, or I'm just going to say, I'm getting really angry. Can we just
mm-hmm.
take a moment? Right?
Right,
that is the prefrontal cortex. That is our frontal lobe, I guess, is more recognized. But that is that rational thinking. That is that not reacting. Which, let me tell you, if anybody is listening or is on Periscope that has PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, that prefrontal cortex is when EFT is really, really important, because so many times they're stuck in that amygdala brain, right? In that flight or fight, where they're constantly, so that rational center isn't the same. Like you can be fine and someone can come up behind you. I know this from my own experience, right? Because I grew up like a lot of us do in a very traumatic childhood, and you know, somebody can come up behind me, not so much now, and just say boo, and I jump and scream and I'm ready, like I've lost it, right? Like I actually shake and I can't move, right? And that's the amygdala, and it's like in a hypersensitive mode. So I've noticed since I've been tapping that people can come up behind me and I don't startle like I used to. You know, my husband, I remember when he used to come downstairs into the kitchen, he'd have to like knock on the wall, because if he just came up behind me and said hi, I would just scream. So now I'm noticing that people can come up behind me, loud noises don't startle me as much. Like there's a whole lot of stuff that EFT has helped. Now just talking, I realize even more what's happened.
I bet that's like the best feeling
though,
to have that happen and just go, you know what? I didn't jump like I used to, or I didn't have that reaction like I used to. That's the best feeling. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Becoming more responding rather than reacting, right? That I can respond and go, oh, don't do that. Don't jump at me like that. Instead of screaming, going, ah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
or seeing how it calms other people. Yeah.
When has EFT ever been used in, like, or is there talk about using it in the mainstream medical at all? Like, is this something that's used regularly with, let's say, psychologists or psychiatrists?
Oh,
or...
definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, hopefully, one of my friends is actually listening right now. She is a registered, like, she's a psychologist, and she just took training with my teacher because she has realized that it can really help clients that that aren't responding to the talk therapy, right? So she's actually become a level one practitioner so that she can take it into her. And even sometimes just using it without even realizing the person realizing that they might have some blocks, right? To just
right.
clear.
Wow.
And even sometimes to help them calm if they're crying heavily, if they are doing a process. EFT can actually calm that down so that they can get back to telling their story or sharing whatever they need, right? Like, that's what I do in my process is the person doesn't tap on themselves. They actually, when I'm doing the process one-on-one, is I actually tap on them for the, like, tap on them
right.
other than under their arm. I don't do that
no.
one, but, you know, yeah, so it can really help. And then I'll use the word so that they can just cry and feel what they're feeling, because I don't know about you, but we need to feel our feelings. That's the most important part of healing, is stop blocking
yes.
them. Let's be real.
Yes. And when, so a lot of times, especially in our society now, we're taught to, oh, don't cry. Oh, don't, you know, you have to save face in front of everybody. So you, like, push it down and you hide it
yeah.
and you stuff it down. And the more that you do that, the, like you were saying earlier, that emotions can cause physical ailments. And I
mm-hmm.
I believe that when people, like, stuff their emotions down, you know, then you'll get, like,
what
you know,
do you
sore
think
back.
Anxiety is? Yeah. What do you think anxiety is? Right? That's repressed emotion. That is all emotion is energy in motion. And if you block that energy, what happens? You get sick, right? You,
yes.
yeah, you don't feel right. And, you know, and we're taught as little children to stop crying. And, you know, when you learn to stop crying in the middle of crying, it's not helpful. Yeah. And you know what else I wanted to share about, if there's a couple, I don't know what time it is, but if there's a couple
yeah,
more minutes, I wanted the beautiful thing about EFT, why I was so drawn to it, because you did ask that earlier, and it wasn't
yes.
just, like, why I wanted to become a practitioner is because so many other therapies that I've done is I wasn't allowed to focus on my story, like the negative aspects of my story. They wanted
yes.
to just know how you were going to fix it or how you were, no, don't, you know what? You need to change it from a negative to a positive. Well, you know what? Until you actually feel and express the negative, and that's the beautiful part about EFT, is we never start with the positive. We always
right.
start with, I have this wrenching headache or shoulder pain or whatever that's throbbing, and, you know, or my husband, blah, 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 or my child, or I got cut off and, I just about rear-ended this guy or whatever it was. We start
yeah.
with the story because we have mm-hmm. to get that out. We have to get that charge off, because if we don't, if we try and switch a negative to a positive before we're ready, it just, your body doesn't buy it. Your body isn't stupid, right? It's like, this doesn't
right.
work.
Exactly.
I am angry. Yeah,
yes.
And we need to feel, and that's why I like EFT, because you can't get to the good. I mean, we always end with the good stuff, right? But
right.
you start with what's real. We start where you're at. So that's the good part for me. That's what I like.
Yes, I love that you brought that up, because, and I feel like there's this stigma in spirituality, especially that you can't ever be angry
exactly.
or you can't ever be sad. We always have to be happy and
exactly.
smiling. So, but once you incorporate, you know, you do have to work through the negativity. You have to work through the sadness. You can't shove it down because then you're just denying it. You know what I mean? You're ignoring it and it's never going to go away.
That's right.
That's kind of part of balancing the good with the bad. It's all a balancing act. And we have to learn how to balance that and work through it so that we can get to be authentically happy and not fake happy.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad you brought that
you
up. That was beautiful.
The right way.
So we did have a couple people join after we had mentioned your website and stuff. So I just kind of want to go through that. If anybody is interested in working with Tina, you said you had a coupon on your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just as soon as they go on my website, it's like, you know, click here for a 20-minute free session or to meet me. Then they can do that, and it directly links in with my email, so they can go right directly in there.
Okay. And then her website is freedomseekerseft.weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your new Periscope name, which is not up yet, but it's going to be soon, is going to be Tapping Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And
at
right
Tapping
now, if you want to,
at
Tapping Tina, it's not up yet,
yeah.
But if you put in Tina Jensen on Periscope, it'll pull up her one that's right now, or Love in Action TV has her as well.
They can join if they're on Periscope. Well, I guess they are. They can join in Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm on every Thursday night.
Yes, awesome. So somebody put it up there in the Periscope for us, and then I put it in the chat room for Blog Talk. So if anybody's interested, your website's out there, and you can contact Tina directly and set up a session with her. And not only are you an EFT practitioner, but you also do emotional, what was it again, emotional?
Energy psychology.
Energy psychology, which...
Mm-hmm.
I find fascinating as well, energy psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm just so grateful that you came and shared with EFT and talked about your story, because if you guys are just joining, Tina has an amazing story of coming and, you know, triumphing over so many obstacles thrown at her all at one time. And that's what drew her to EFT, because it helped her so much. And that's why she's helping others with it as well. And I just find that amazing.
Thank you, Misty.
Oh, you're so welcome. So we have about seven more minutes, give or take. So is there anything else that you wanted to share? I don't want to keep asking questions and you don't get to share something that you wanted to share.
I think I've been talking a lot.
You have, but it's been so amazing. I found everything that you said so interesting. And and I just wanted to tell the new people that have joined recently this, because initially I had seen people talking about EFT and I had heard about EFT and what it was, but I just kept thinking to myself, that seems too easy. Like, that's too easy. You just tap on here and tap on there and say a couple things and then it's gone, which, I mean, it's not that simple, but in the first sight, it looks that easy. There is more to it, and working with a practitioner is best to get to the bottom of the issue. But it really does help, because I tried it. Can she tell us some benefits of EFT? Yeah, so... it really does work, and I highly recommend it to anyone. I've tried it myself, and I'm a believer now. So I just wanted to tell you all that. And somebody has asked if you could give some benefits of EFT.
What benefits?
Yeah,
like I was saying, literally, it calms the flight or fight. So it calms anxiety. It de-stresses. it lowers blood pressure. And like that, that's instant stuff. It can help relieve pain. It can, yeah, it can clear the mind so that you're more rational. And I mean, it's cleared everything from, well, let me refrain. We're not allowed to use the word clear because then that would mean that, you know, medicine didn't have a place.
Yeah.
Just saying that. it can really benefit. So it can benefit nausea. It can benefit headaches. It can benefit all kinds of pain. It can help with sleep. It really helps with sleep. Sometimes I don't even get through. Sometimes I've fallen asleep with my computer on, you know, on the side of the bed where, you know, because I've fallen asleep doing a tapping video, because when I'm tired, I can't tap. Like, I can't think of anything. So I go on a video and I just find a video on YouTube and I tap along. It helps with a lot of different things. It helps with health. I mean, Gary Craig and Roger Callahan talk about it helping in cancer treatment, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
It helps you clear the negative emotions. It can help with anger. It can help with fear. It can, you know, it helps with a lot of different things. And then it brings you to, because you have the negative stuff addressed, that you can actually come to a place of being more positive, more joyful, more happy. I've become an extremely happy person. I went through something very traumatic and it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I've created this incredible business and I'm helping people and bringing other people joy and happiness and support and love, right? Like, it's just an amazing community.
Yes, yes.
And
it's so
I don't
cool.
know if you know about this, Misty, but I also I don't know if you've been invited to my group. I have a Facebook group called Tap Your Way Into Freedom, and anybody's welcome to join. It's a closed group, but you just ask to be invited or ask to come in, and we'll let you in, and we tap and we talk and, you know, we do different things like that and get invited to different events or whatever. So it's Tap Your Way Into Freedom on Facebook.
Awesome. I will be sure to request to be in that group. That sounds awesome. So Tap Your Way Into Freedom. And then before we go, somebody had asked if you could give the points that you tap again before we leave.
Okay, so it's the inside of the eye, side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, the chin, so under the lip, the collarbone, so on either side or whatever, it's like about an inch under the collarbone, bra strap under the arm, so bra strap for a lady, so one hand down and then, yeah, and then top of the head, and then always starting on the karate chop point to do your setup statement.
Awesome. So I think we're almost out of time. So I just wanted to thank you again so much for joining me. It's been an amazing hour. You are so informative, and your passion just comes out in everything that you say. I thank you so much.
Thanks.
I love EFT and I love you. So,
and I love you too. I love watching your periscopes. They're awesome.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for coming. And thank everyone for listening and joining on Periscope and on Blog Talk. And the next show will be in 2 weeks. We're going to be having Dr. Jeffrey Rutstein. And all of the information. So all of the information that we talked about tonight, I took notes, and I'm going to put those up on my Facebook page for MetaMusings. It's on MetaMusings Facebook page if you're interested. And be sure to contact Tina if you want to set up a session with her. So thanks again, everyone, and have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Misty. Thank you
have
so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. You have a wonderful evening, and I will see you in 2 weeks right here, Blog Talk Radio and Periscope. We will do both every single time. I'm super excited to talk to you all then. Bye-bye.